Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and Merry Christmas. Welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti, and tonight we're going to be, besides talking about Christmas, which I'm sure we'll be doing, we'll look back at Saturday's tough loss the Lancers suffered at the hands of host Syracuse, and we're talking about this Friday's important battle against visiting Pennsylvania. We'll have Lancers coach Josh Reif on with us at 7 o'clock. We'll also review today's big premiership match between Arsenal and Chelsea, my boys. And Dick Howard will talk about that. And we'll also debate the U.S. soccer's choice for the all-time best 11 for both the men and the women. Michael Lewis will be on to talk about that, and I have some thoughts on that myself. There are some people who were shafted, but we'll see what we think about that. And Joe, of course, Joe Sirianni, our inaugural Lancers Wall of Famer, host of the show. He always has his opinion on things. Good evening, Joe.
Good evening, and Merry Christmas to everyone, and Merry Christmas to you and Cindy, Andrew, and I hope that this Christmas we don't eat too much as we usually do, with the big spread of fish that we anticipated to have on the table. And can you imagine that we look outside, the snow was gone, now the snow is coming back, the grass was green, now the grass is covered, and what happened to spring? I'm looking for spring. Come on, spring, come
you
on, come on.
You better
on,
go to Florida.
On. Yeah, I know, but I want spring to be here in Rochester, because soccer has got to be here. And, you know, if we have the indoor, and, you know, the carpet over there is green, but it doesn't have the smell of, you know, a manure.
Like, well, we don't have that at front at Salem Stadium with the artificial turf, but
and
still.
And let me tell you, you know, the event, the induction thing we talked about last week, but I just want to reiterate it, you know, what a nice affair was done, and I congratulate all the people that have been inducted, and I want to congratulate again the Lancer organization for the job well done, and of course you, Andrew, because you did a fantastic job as the guy that ran the whole thing over there.
Well, it's always an honor to induct the legends of the game and into the Wall of Fame. We'll be doing that again next year, and hopefully for many years to come, as the Lancers honor the NASL and American Soccer League teams from 1967 up through 1980. And maybe there'll be something else coming up in the early part of 2014, which we'll get confirmation on and talk to people about when we get the final word. But we may be having another little celebration for some of the legends, but we'll get to that in due course. But of course, I watched the game today. We'll talk about the nil-nil result. I'm happy with the results, but I think Mother Nature won the game. I was listening to the show we listen to every morning, BBC London with Robert Elms, and they were talking all about the weather. It's just absolutely horrible right now in London. It's rain and gale force winds, and they said if the match today had not been between two London teams, they may well have had to cancel it because of the travel problems. All the bridges are closed, the trains are having trouble running, and fortunately the match was with the two local teams in London. Even the tube was not running that well, but like they said, the highlight of the match was pretty much seeing David Beckham's headgear trying to protect himself from the cold, because he was in attendance with his boys and watched a an intense match, but not a really a great match. And like I said, the weather conditions really were the story there. But see, all we can talk about is England right now because everybody else is on winter break.
So well, not quite yet. You know, Italy just concluded that you know, prior to the winter break. I mean, I'm happy to say that my team is leading the pack, and the Roma is doing well. Inter that won a game that I really don't understand how things really go sometimes, but they won. And of course, you know, when you look at Serie B, Palermo, you know, it's having their problem because they say that the referee really did him in. You know, the referee supposed to have a grudge against the owner of Palermo, and from something that he did to his father, so La Vendetta,
they always kick the Sicilians, you know, that's why the Sicilians are the boot of every joke. No.
Well, that's why they kicked them out of Italy, and then I learned all by themselves, and I'm only kidding, of course.
I'm half Sicilian, so my mother's side is Sicilian.
And I got in over here that's going to hit me over the head.
Don't do that. We need to, I don't want to do the show solo, but of course, we also want to say congratulations to Abby Wambach. She was named as one of the members of the best 11 women soccer players in U.S. soccer history. Of course, that's really no surprise. I mean, that was about as surprising as Mia Hamm being named. But some of the other names, we'll talk about that a little bit. In the men, there was definitely some controversy there, I think, with some people left out. But it's great to look back, of course, with the 100th year of U.S. soccer now coming to a close. Certainly a great year this year for U.S. soccer. And then the World Cup just around the corner next year. I think the anticipation for next year is really building, Joe. The premiership is as close a contest as it has been in nearly 35, 40 years at this point in the season. The World Cup's coming up. You've got the new team in the NWSL in Houston. That league is going to have their second season. And, of course, Major League Soccer. You've got the European Cup. We've got all the great matchups. Arsenal and Bayern Munich in playing in the round of 16. And, you know, Mexico's starting back up again. And some big news there we're going to talk about. Boy, this year is going to be one of the biggest years ever for soccer, and we're looking forward to covering it. And thanks, of course, to our sponsors. We could not do this show without our sponsors, so we want to mention them really quick here.
That is correct, Andrew. If it wasn't for because there's people who put their money where their mouth is and believe in soccer and believe in our show and believe in promoting the game. So we are very, very thankful to them. We wish all of them a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. And we hope that their support will continue to make, you know, to keep our show on the air. Yes. Because you know, without them, there would be no soccer kick in the grass. And I want to extend our sincere, before we go anyplace, I want to extend our sincere wishes to all the people that listen to our show, to the fans that go to watch the Lancer game, to the fans that go to watch the Rhinos game, to the fans that go and watch the Flash game. If it wasn't for them, you know, there would be no soccer, because at the end of the day, soccer is a business. And in order to put a good product on the field, you got to have the money to pay the players. And, of course, we cannot forget, you know, the people that really do that, the people that put, you know, that make things go. So I want to wish them the best Merry Christmas they ever had, a Happy New Year, and my God, I mean, I there's so many things that I really want to say, but
Time does not permit.
Yeah, time doesn't permit. I want to name everyone.
Well, we can name everyone real quick. We got Tony, of course, Tony DiUto and Todd Machmonagam, who has been our title sponsor for a number of years, and we cannot do the show without Tony. So, Tony, thank you, and Michelle, thank you as well, because without you, there wouldn't be a Todd Machmonagam. So, yeah. Of course, you want to thank the Rhinos and the Flash and the Lancers for their support of our show, and Joe Salen and Salen's Meat Products. They not only have the Flash sponsor our show, but they sponsor the show with their main company as well. So we want to thank them. Our dentist, Dr. David Olivo, who is was the original members of that one. I don't know if it was the original, but he played Chatty Little Guy Soccer for Ed Morante. So he's certainly been involved in soccer for many, many years. Our good friend Bernie Iacovangelo and Faber Holmes. Bernie has been supports all soccer in Rochester, and he's one of the guys who really puts his money where his mouth is, and we want to thank Bernie.
And the Mob Father, of course, because of the betting system.
That's right. We can't forget the Mob Father.
Yeah, so...
Dan Telefon. He knows who he is.
Yeah.
I do want to thank, of course, Doug Miller, who not only, of course, is a great player for the Lancers and the Rhinos, he also has the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, who helps us out with our show. Enzo Scolo at Allstate Insurance. And again,
a
gentleman
friend,
who supports
soccer.
All soccer in Rochester.
Even though he's in the 50s, he still plays soccer at the sports club. So, many kudos to those guys because they love the game and they run around in the field over there and they have a great time. They drink vino, they eat macaroni, and they run. Whatever calorie they put in, they just they go on the field there and they do laps. Just to get rid of, anything that they accumulate.
And, of course, last but not least, Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, who does so much for soccer in this city. You can spend a whole week of shows talking about what Sam does. But Sam and Salvatore's and Donuts Delight also sponsor our show, and we really appreciate that as well. So one thing I want to mention, though, I don't know if you've seen this, Joe. You better take your...
Before we go any further.
Okay, go ahead.
There is two more guys that we got to thank. And of course, our good friend, the coward, Mike Lewis. I mean, what show can have those guys with their knowledge, with the soccer savvy that they who they are? So, to them, our complete thank you.
Right.
Warmest wishes for the holidays. And we'll be giving it to them as they come to the show.
And, of course, if we didn't have Bob D'Angelo behind the board, we'd be lost.
And the big guy.
And the big
the
guy.
The big guy.
Bob Savage.
Yeah, Bob Savage that makes the...
WYSL.
Yeah, that runs the WYSL.
They've supported soccer for many, many, many years, and we really appreciate what they do for our show as
and
well.
And because this is our Christmas show, we got to thank our friend Charlie Shano.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be a show.
It wouldn't be without him, so...
We wouldn't be soccer without Charlie Shiano. There wouldn't be a show without Charlie Shiano, and our lives would be very different without Charlie Shiano
and late
Pat D'Onofrio.
And Andrew, I tell you, our show is listening in Australia. It's to my relative in Australia, Buon Natale, Buon Compleanno. And to my friends, to my relative in Italy, la stessa cosa, Buon Natale e Buon Compleanno a tutti. Grazie di essere chi siete.
What did you just say?
I said, thank you for being who you are. So that's the translation.
Okay, now you have to make sure you're calm, sitting down. I don't know if you saw this earlier, but McCall Zerboni is going to be in Rochester on January 2nd. She's going to be doing a one-day holiday camp at Athletic Republic, 1645 Lyle Avenue, not too far from our super secret broadcast location. She's going to be doing a camp for 10 to 14-year-olds, all positions. It costs $75. Kids are off from school. You can email McCall@ZerboniTraining.com. And it's limited to the first 24 players. And there's already 11 spots gone. So there's only 13 left. So if you want a chance to train with the captain of the Western New York Flash, the NWSL regular season champions, three-time soccer champions of women's soccer, it runs from 2 to 4 p.m. Again, McCall@ZerboniTraining.com, Z-E-R-B-O-N-I, training.com. And also don't forget also at the Athletic Republic, Scott Vallow does a number of camps there as well, the assistant coach at the Lancers, former great goalkeeper for the Rhinos and in Major League Soccer. You can go to trainlikeachampion.com to talk to and see what's going on with Scott Vallow. But enough plugs, enough of that. We're going to talk about soccer with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We're going to talk about Chelsea and Arsenal. We're going to talk about Dick's trip to Brazil. We didn't get to talk about that last week. We're going to talk about that with Dick this week and give us all the warmth and knowledge he did and got in Brazil. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
top-notch monogramming is.
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is.
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is.
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is.
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salem's! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Rochester Lancers return home to the Blue Cross Arena this Friday, December 27th, as they face the Pennsylvania Roar starting at 7 p.m. The world-famous superstars return that night to entertain kids of all ages at halftime. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And a 2013 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame. Our international report with Dick Howard brought to you in this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650. Or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. You've got one shopping day left till Christmas. Go to Top Notch Monogramming for your monogramming, embroidery, your Lancers gear. If you're a Lancers fan, go to Top Notch Monogramming. Get your Lancers gear. Get it right there for all your Lancer fans in your and put it in their stocking or put it under their tree. Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Tell them you heard about this show on about the store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick, good evening. How's things up in Toronto?
A little bit cold. An ice storm hasn't been the easiest to negotiate, but we're getting over it. But it's been a tough couple of days. A lot of houses were, you know, losing power and icy roads, the subway, the streetcars were all affected. It's been a difficult couple of days. We wouldn't have been able to play a soccer game here, that's for sure.
I thought only in America those things happened. I thought Canada was blessed.
Sure. Anyway. Hopefully finishing now, and we were able to watch the game this afternoon from England, which was great. What were your thoughts on the game, Andrew?
Well, what my thoughts were is I think I think I agree with one of the, I think it was Gary Lineker, of course, the former great England international, was doing some studio commentary. He said the most interesting part of the game, or at least the first half, was David Beckham's headgear. It was pretty, I think Mother Nature really was the winner in this battle. It was just horrible weather conditions in England, gale force winds, driving rainstorm, and I think it affected the game in many ways. I think the referee, honestly, did a really good job not pulling the cards out of his pocket. I think a lot of times the players in situations like this, they don't have control over their bodies when they're going into tackle, especially in this kind of wet and windy conditions. So I think the referee was very fair. I think, you know, being unbiased as I am, I think Chelsea had the better chances.
Are you
in the
unbiased?
Match. Of course I'm unbiased. Chelsea had the better chances. Lampard could have easily have scored on that brilliant volley where it hit the underside of the crossbar. It definitely did not cross the line. It was well outside, not like in the World Cup, but really, Arsenal had the better possession, but Chelsea had a couple of good chances. But I think a goalless draw was certainly a fair result. I'm sure Jose Mourinho is very happy because he got a clean sheet. And the man himself, Arsene Wenger, still has not beaten Jose Mourinho in a competitive match. It's now 0-10.
Amazing, isn't it?
So
yeah.
I'm happy with a point away from home.
Yeah, it's no, it was certainly not a classic. And as you rightly mentioned, you know, quite a bad-tempered game, but credit to Mike Dean, because there were cases, especially in the first half, where he could have pulled out the yellow card. He didn't. And he had to eventually in the second half with several really poor challenges. But you're quite right. It's hard for us to appreciate, you know, sitting in lovely warm surroundings and seeing the rain lashing down, very wet conditions. And as you say, the timing of tackle is so critical, and some that resulted in fouls. But in the end, in the final analysis, I hate to use that word, probably a draw is a fair result, because just those two late chances. I know it was great seeing at the end of the game, I don't know if you had it on the video you were watching of the game, but Petr Cech and Olivier Giroud were just talking about that late chance that Cech and John Terry combined to foil Olivier Giroud with that late chance for Arsenal. Well, they had few and far between. I think it was the first shot on goal that
it was
resulted in, what, 5 minutes left in the game. So certainly Chelsea had the better chances. Chesney was solid in the Arsenal goal, and as was Petr Cech, and scoreless tie, epitome of modern football, unfortunately, but unfulfilling for both teams, probably.
Not a surprising result today, but what this does, and they mentioned this on the show, in the show today, this is now the tightest race in the Premiership, or actually in English top flight football, since 1974. You've got five teams within 2 points of the lead, and I think nobody probably thought that we would see Liverpool at the top at this point in the season. Arsenal dropped down for the first time in 3 months. They led the league, and now Liverpool is ahead by a single point over Man City and Arsenal, and two over Everton and Chelsea. And Dick,
thank
you have
glad
to be
you mentioned
ecstatic.
Glad you mentioned Everton. One defeat, I think.
One
they've
game
got,
this year.
They've got a tremendous record. Tied too many games, unfortunately, but with just one defeat, 9 wins, 7 ties, just a tremendous start for Roberto Martinez.
You know, a point is always a point, and a tie
is true, Joe.
It's not
a defeat. Juve, they get the 3 in Bergamo. Good result.
I'm very happy with Juve. I'm very happy even for Roma, because it keeps that the race tight, and nobody takes anybody for granted. I was telling Andrew before that Inter, they had a good show with Milan, and again Balotelli didn't live up to his potential, and I think he's going back to England, tell you the truth.
You think so?
It's interesting you mentioned that.
They're having a terrible season
on
the AC Milan. Jeez.
But both of the teams that played today, they mentioned this again in the post game, they may be shopping for a striker, because I think Giroud has fallen off of form, and certainly Torres is not the answer in Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And you wonder if Balotelli might be a target for either one of those two teams, especially with Milan not being in a position in Serie A to really do anything at this point. Obviously, they're in the Champions League, but That would be quite a shock move if they returned Balotelli to England for either Arsenal or Chelsea.
You know, one of the things that really amazing, because Tony, you know, everybody
Luca Toni, everybody thought
that, you know, he was finito, he was finished. And he's scoring some tremendous goal, you know, that, you know, he's having the best season of his life, I think. So age sometimes doesn't really matter.
It's true, and especially with strikers, you've got players that put the ball in the back, and they make things happen, and it's no wonder that they're the ones that get the big salaries, whereas the guys that keep them out, the goaltenders, tend to be low down in the salary scale. But great to see Gianluigi Buffon, you know, playing so well in recent weeks, and surprising they finally gave up a goal, Juve, Joe, because they've gone so many minutes without giving up a goal.
Yeah, but I was really sad because he was going for a record, so not being beaten. So, you know, the goal that they scored on him was not a classical goal, but nevertheless was a goal that, you know, I think that he was blocked, his view was blocked by the defender, so he really didn't see the ball, you know, and that's the way it goes. But he was very eloquent in saying the records don't mean nothing, just winning the counts for the team.
Yeah,
that's why he's a class
act. Well, certainly very strong defensively. Yeah.
Yep. Well, we want to make sure we get a couple minutes of talk about your trip to Brazil. We didn't get a chance to do that last week, and I know you said it was very, very warm and very, very sunny. So, besides the nice weather, what else?
Yeah.
Tell us more about what happened in Brazil.
Is Brazil ready?
I think, you know, if you're a fan of the world's game, you have to travel to Brazil for the World Cup, because it'll be a tremendous adventure. You look at where the games are going to be played in the north, in Manaus, in the northeast, in those beautiful beaches, you know, that Recife and Salvador. It's amazing, you know, the topography. You come down and you're into the major centers in Rio, São Paulo, and then into the south. You've really got to be a person that likes to travel, because it really is quite tremendous to see the distances between the different venues, the 12 venues for the World Cup. But it will be great. You know, I think certainly going into a country that is so passionate about the game, everywhere I went, you know, people were talking about the upcoming World Cup, and there's tremendous pride, tremendous pressure, of course, on Brazil to do well. So I think you've got to be prepared to travel. You've got to also learn a little bit of the language. I found that Spanish is no good. You've got to learn the Portuguese, and very few people speak English, you know, in and around the area where we were having the World Cup draw. I was amazed that so few people understood English, so I think you'll need to do that. And, of course, be prepared for all kinds of conditions, you know, with regards to accommodations. It's going to be a challenge if you're traveling to make sure you get the accommodations right. But to start planning now, if you're going to support the U.S. team or whether you're supporting a national team from any other country, I'm just in the moment sort of putting my travel itinerary together. And it's going to be, I think, very interesting to see what one can cover in the 1 month that the tournament's going to be played. But it will be like no other, this particular World Cup. I think it will be a tremendous event.
I'm looking forward to it, and I won't be there, but I mean, we're going to have two guys are going to be there covering it for our show. I mean, what other show in the world could say that? We have two players, one great former player, one great journalist.
Yeah.
Actually, we have
two great journalists.
One former player, but Dick and Michael will be there covering the World Cup, and it's going to be something special. Like I said, Dick, I think you're right. I think it's going to be the passion, I think, will be off the charts more than any other country, because that's Brazil's life, is this game, and it's going to be great to see.
Dick, the itinerary for people that are planning to go, I mean, how did you go? Toronto to where?
Yeah, I flew Air Canada flies from Toronto to Sao Paulo, and that's the route I took. I flew into Sao Paulo and then transferred to a local flight to go back north up to Salvador, which is in the northeast coast. So you've got various locations to go through. A lot of people, I'm sure, will go through Miami and then into Brazil. But the bottom line is you need to start making your travel plans now, because obviously, there's only so many seats on planes, and that will be the major way of traveling. You will be in some venues be able to travel by bus, but in the most part, you've got to travel by plane. When you think of, you know, traveling from Rio São Paulo into Manaus in the Amazon is sort of 1,600 miles. You're looking at the vast distances that you're going to have to cover. But it's certainly going to be possible, but the challenge will be to fans going in, and you think of the fans, whether it's Portugal, USA, whether it's England and Italy, who are playing games in Manaus. The teams will fly in and fly out because they'll all be on charters, but the fans of the teams will have to obviously make their own arrangements.
Certainly. I think it's going to be a boon for travel agents, I think, for this World Cup. I think it's probably maybe the best bet to let somebody else handle the travel situation. And
it will be a great adventure, and I think the final game in the Maracana will be something that will be quite unreal, especially if the home country are playing in that game, which is not a guarantee because there's lots of very good teams in this particular edition of the World Cup. It's going to be a great tournament.
Well, Dick, we'll look forward to talking to you next week. We'll be talking about Chelsea-Liverpool and Man City-Liverpool. Boy, tell you what, Liverpool's going to have to earn first place if they get out of this week. But England's going to be the only game in town for next show. So we'll be spend a lot of time talking about the EPL and probably looking back at the previous year. And also want to congratulate Bayern Munich for a not surprising win in the Club World Cup over Raja Casablanca, who certainly did themselves proud for their home fans and their home country. So congratulations to Bayern, certainly the best team in 2013. So Dick, thanks so much.
Well guys, Merry Christmas to you, Andrew, to Joe, Bob, and all the listeners, and look forward to chatting to you again next week.
Merry Christmas to you, and
Christmas.
we'll talk
all the best, guys.
Thank you.
Ciao, va bene,
va bene, tutto bene, ciao.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Rochester Lancers coach Josh Reif here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web, FM 92.1, and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers return home to the Blue Cross Arena this Friday, December 27th, as they face the Pennsylvania Roar starting at 7 p.m. The world-famous superstars return that night to entertain kids of all ages at halftime. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Hey, jingety-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingety-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la.
This is going out to my wife, who loves this song.
Ooh, I love this song, too.
And so, of course, Dominic, you know, it was the number two song in England a couple years ago. Because they had a guy on BBC whose name is Dominic, who did the news. And every time during the Christmas season, they played the song. And then they said, well, go out and buy it, and we'll donate the proceeds to charity. So they did that, and it was very popular. It's a classic going back to 1960.
That's, you know, I remember that song.
Lou Monte.
Yeah, Lou Monte.
Same guy did Pepito the Little Mouse.
Pepino the Little Mouse.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to soccer and not talk about Italian music. Let's bring in the coach of the Rochester Lancers, Josh Reif. Josh's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. They play this Friday night, the 27th, against the Pennsylvania Roar, 7 p.m. kickoff. The Superstars will be in town, so all you kids out there, tell your parents you want Lancers tickets for Christmas, especially for this Friday's match. 872-KICK, go to ourlancers.com to get your tickets. Good evening, Josh. How are you tonight?
Hey, you're doing great, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing pretty good. How do you like the snow? I mean, you know, Honolulu, or, you know, Hawaii, and now you're over here in the snow.
Yeah, you know what? What do I think about the snow? You know what? It doesn't really matter, I guess, but I think it's going to be here whether I like it or not. But so far, it hasn't been too bad.
Well, Josh, obviously it was a tough game for the Lancers on Saturday. You guys did come back from a 10-2 deficit to make it 10-7, but that was as far as you guys could go. But well, I guess the good thing coming out of it is the defense is really coming around. I mean, the team has done very well defensively. You've given up like an average of less than 8 points a game over the last four. Unfortunately, the injuries have just decimated the offensive side, and we haven't been able to put the ball in the back of the net very, very consistently. So give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, injuries definitely hurt. I don't know if I've had the luxury of the same lineup two games in a row. I think going along with that, you know, I'm a big believer in kind of players getting a good rhythm. And, you know, when you have these type of injuries and guys can't maybe train every day, day in, day out like they want to, it's hard to build a rhythm. And so then obviously when you're trying to put it together in a game, it just never seems as sharp. I watched game tape a couple times now of our last match. And even in spite of some of the defensive mistakes that we made to give them the 10 points, we left a lot of points out there on the table. You know, we left a lot of points out there, great opportunities that we had that I thought, you know, we should have capitalized on. And I know the guys feel the same way. You know, we're creating the chances. We're just not as clean in our finishing, you know, as we need to be. And I think, like you said with the injuries, I think part of that just comes back to it's hard for us to get a consistent group out there on the field playing together and for them to feel good, you know. So it's part of pro sports, though.
Josh, you know, this being the Christmas time and having the Lancer ownership being Santa Claus, what would you ask for?
You know what? I think health for the new year. I think, you know, for Christmas and going into New Year's, you know, I think, again, I look at our roster, I look at the players we have, and if we could just stay healthy, I think it would just I really like the group that we have. But, you know, it just seems like, at least lately, we're just in management mode. You know, we're trying to manage players' injuries. We're trying to manage, you know, training sessions because we have, you know, guys that aren't 100%, and so training sessions kind of look a little different because of that. And so, you know, it's just difficult. You know, difficult for me as a coach to, you know, to try to work around some of those things. I know for the players, it's difficult for them. I think it's a little frustrating for everybody. So, you know, if I could ask for one thing for Christmas, I think it would be good health for all.
Well, Coach, just, you know, like Andrew was saying, the defense is pretty well gelling right now and doing a good job. But, you know, your offense is really where you're suffering right now. What are the condition of the people that you depend on? I mean, as health is concerned.
Yeah, you know, as far as that goes, guys, you know, I think Doug Miller has been kind of nursing injuries, little nagging things, almost from after the first week of preseason. So I know it's been frustrating for him to not really be at 100%. Mauricio Salas obviously had surgery at the beginning of the season. He's been kind of nursing, you know, just a little bit of injuries. And Andrew Hoxie's got a hamstring. You know, I can go down the whole line. You know, Janinho Da Silva, again, he's kind of had some different muscular things that have been limiting him. And I think his ability, you know, and it goes down the list. You know, all our guys, I think there's maybe only one or two guys so far this season who haven't had to miss a day of training for some sort of injury. And so, you know, it's just one of those things in sports. You know, it's kind of hard to put a finger on what it is. And obviously from my end as a coach, I'm looking and saying, you know, are my training sessions too much, not enough? You know, is it a contributing factor to injuries? And I don't know, you know, maybe it's a combination of all those things, and we're just trying to weather the storm a little bit and hopefully get everyone healthy and a good, fresh start to the new year.
Certainly. And then one player that is as new to the Lancers, certainly a gentleman who did very well last season for the defunct Chicago Riot, is Bato Radonjić, and he is going to be, he's on the team now. Tell us about him and how he's rounding into form.
Yeah, you know, he's been a great addition. You know, obviously a seasoned player. He's got some experience. He's actually even played with the U.S. national futsal team with Coach Tozer out in Milwaukee. But he adds, you know, just another offensive threat, obviously. You know, he's coming off a great season. But someone who, you know, he just has a little more understanding of the indoor game. And one of those things, you know, is having target play, almost like in basketball. You want to have a good center that you can put the ball into the post for, and he's kind of, you know, already showed that in the first game that he's able to allow us to gain some possession or gain some ground, territorially speaking, you know, that we can play a ball forward. He can help hold possession and allow the group as a whole to kind of advance up the field. And now we can, instead of keeping possession in front of our own goal, you know, we're able to relieve some of that pressure and keep possession now in the other team's half. And, you know, when you can do that and win that territorial battle, you know, again, just like an outdoor, you know, it's only going to be beneficial for your team.
Certainly. And this Friday night, you guys have the game against the Pennsylvania Roar, who are really, really struggling. I mean, this team was outscored in two matches against Baltimore 50-2 over the weekend. So this team has not won a game yet, and we beat them earlier this year. So certainly we favor, but obviously you don't want to take any team for granted. They certainly want to get that first victory. So what do you expect for Friday's match?
I mean, I expect a hard-fought battle, you know. I know that they've been struggling, but it's not like we can look past anybody at this point. So, you know, I think, like I said, we've been creating chances offensively, and I know we haven't put up the numbers that anyone would like. But again, as I am watching game film, I'm looking at things, and we're creating the chances. And so I think a little bit of that, you know, any striker will tell you that there's so much of it is confidence. And you know, you look at a guy like in the Premiership, right, Luis Suarez right now, who's just, he believes, you know, I guarantee if you ask him, he believes every shot that he's taken is hitting the back of the net. And when you play with that kind of confidence, good things are going to happen. And I think, you know, trying to, for our guys, you know, I can understand where it's struggling a little bit to find that belief right now when it has been happening, but we've got to find ways to really, you know, trust in what we're doing, believe in what, you know, and what we're doing, and that it's creating things. And eventually, you know, I know that eventually that will start translating into goals, or more goals.
Coach, just one quick question. 50-2, what does it do to the game?
Oh, man. You know, I think that's I think it's a difficult one for the league. I think, though, again, looking at the circumstances of, you know, Pennsylvania as far as being, you know, a new team, and then they've been riddled with some injuries as well. You know, they've, you know, we at least have a core of guys that when a man goes down, you know, we can kind of say next man up. And obviously, you know, you can't replace Mauricio Sas, you can't replace Doug Miller, you can't, you know, but we, you know, we have guys who've been around the game, who've been playing the game, and they come in and have really done, I think, a great job of filling some of those gaps for us. You know, with them being a young team, you know, they've lost a couple experienced guys for the season, and, you know, it's just, it's difficult for them to replace that. So, you know, I feel for them. You know, I just, you know, I think from the league standpoint, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, they used to do expansion drafts back in the day. I don't know if that's going to be something they might want to look into in the future. But, you know, at the end of the day, they do have, the you know, some professionals there. It's kind of professional sports. And so, you know, I can't blame Baltimore for doing what they're doing. You know, hopefully it's, you know, they can, the guys in Pennsylvania can learn quickly. And, you know, I think they've already shown improvement, you know, even though the scores don't reflect it necessarily this past weekend. They've already shown improvement from their first game to where they're at now.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you being on the show with us, and we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas, and we will see you on Friday night at 7 o'clock against Pennsylvania with the superstars in the house.
That's right. Hey, guys, thanks for having me on, and Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners out there as well.
Thank you so much, Coach.
Thanks, Josh. Josh Reif here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have Michael Lewis and the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll talk about the U.S. Soccer Best 11 for men and women. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Hope Solo, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Outside, the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
On telephone, I believe in America and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
Robert needed a friend like me, And now you come to me and say, don't telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Lancers return home to the Blue Cross Arena this Friday, December 27th, as they face the Pennsylvania Roar starting at 7 p.m. The world-famous superstars return that night to entertain kids of all ages at halftime. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And Joe's singing away here to Mr. Sinatra, our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store, especially for the holiday season. Good evening, Michael. How are things down in New York? Is it still record warmth down there?
Well, it's starting to drop a bit, and I think we're getting back to winter later tonight into tomorrow. But I try to enjoy the nice weather while we have it.
Well, it's what's interesting, Michael, we're talking about the all-time best national team for the United States for the 100th anniversary. I'm just looking at the men's team was a 4-4-2 and the women's was a 4-3-3. I don't know if that was something that was planned or not, but it gets into something I wanted to talk to you about. But since let's start with the women because you always say ladies first. Let's give everybody the results here. For the women, Brianna Scurry over Hope Solo for best goalkeeper. The defensive back four, Brandi Chastain, Joy Fawcett, Carla Overbeck, and Christy Rampone. Midfielders, Michelle Akers, Julie Foudy, and Christine Lilly. Forwards, as mentioned, Abby Wambach, Mia Hamm, and Alex Morgan. I think the big surprise there, Michael, is Alex Morgan. At this point in her career, being named as a best ever, I think Kari Lloyd being left off that list is a travesty, considering what she's done to win two Olympic Games for the United States. I think she should have been a member of the all-time best 11. But what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you. I think this is a problem with today's society. I know who voted. I have the whole list of voters. I'm one of the voters, and I'll say this. I did not vote for Alex Morgan. I actually voted for April Heinrichs. People kind of forget that she had 37 goals and 46 appearances at the beginning of the U.S. Women's National Team program way back in the late 80s, early 90s, before injuries ended her career. You can make a case for Carly or her. I don't have a problem, but I have nothing against Alex Morgan, first of all. She's a tremendous talent. I think she's going to, if they have a 125th anniversary team or something like that, I think if she continues at the scoring pace she's done already, she could very well make that. But I think that was a bit premature. However, if you take a look at the vote totals, Mia Hamm had 56 votes, Abby Wambach had 52, and then all of a sudden Alex Morgan had 15. So it was a tremendous drop-off from there. That's just what happens when you have voting like that, unfortunately. I disagree with Alex. Again, like I said, enormous talent, great center forward, but little premature to put her on.
I think so, and I think Hope Solo actually got the most votes of people who didn't make it, and she got 24, Brianna Scurry at 31, but she can only pick one keeper. I think you can't get away with picking two keepers, so I think that we kind of congratulate Abby. She certainly deserved to get named. She's the greatest scorer of all time, so, but we'll see, like I said, we'll see what happens down the road. I think the other places in the team were very much settled. I mean, there was more votes for the other for players who did make it than didn't by a wide margin. So I think that there was a relatively good job on the women's side. But, Joe, I think the men's side, there's definitely some interesting selections on the men's side.
I agree with you, Andrew. I think that the voting is done, and I don't know. I really don't know the format that they use.
Let's ask.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. Give us the story. What's the format?
What do you want to know exactly? The format? It's basically they gave voters a chance. I'm doing this off the top of my head now. To either do, I think, a 3-4-3, a 4-3-3, or a 4-4-2. So, and I think things just fell into place, whatever, or whoever got the most votes, that's what determined it. They didn't say, you must vote for this, but they gave us options of how we wanted to vote. And if I'm not mistaken, I used a 3-4-3. I thought I was only going to use three defenders, but most people voted for four defenders, so what are you going to do? That's what happened. I there were a couple of players that I did vote for, something a vote to the past. The one thing about both teams is that the women's team is from like 86 on, that's when they started. The men's team is essentially from the late 80s and 90s on, and no one from the old ancient days got on. I voted for Walter Barr as a midfielder. I thought his accomplishments in his short national team career, and remember, when he played, there weren't as many international matches, but unfortunately, he did not get enough votes to break anywhere close into the midfielders.
Right. So, we're running out of time, Michael. Well, let's run down the winners for the men. We'll talk about the controversial mentions next week. Brad Friedel, I'm glad he won. I think he deserved to win over Casey Keller and Tim Howard at this point, and Tony Miola. Marcelo Balboa, Eddie Pope, Carlos Bocanegra, and Steve Girondolo. The big missing name is Paul Caligiuri, the man who scored the goal to put us in the 90 World Cup. Landon Donovan, Claudio Reyna, Tab Ramos, and Clint Dempsey in midfield. I think Kobe Jones should have been in there for the number of caps he had. And the forwards were Brian McBride and Eric Winalda. I don't think there was any controversy there. But you know, unfortunately, we're running out of time. We can't really talk about it a little further. But next week, we will definitely talk more about the men's side. And like I said, a lot of players from the old days, that they didn't get very much of a recognition in the voting here. But Michael, we want to wish you and Joy a Merry, Merry Christmas, and have a wonderful holiday season. And we will talk to you again next Monday night.
And thank you very much. I know Joy says hello, and we wish you and everyone on the radio staff and all the listeners in Rochester a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays.
Merry Christmas to you, Mike, from my house to your house. And may the Lord bless you and keep you healthy so you can go on with Soccer Kick in the Grass.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week, Mike. Thanks a lot. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and that's going to wrap it up for our Christmas show. I want to thank Josh Wright for being on the show. The Lancers again in action on Friday night against the Pennsylvania War, 7 p.m. kickoff. Get your tickets by calling 872-KICK or go to rlancers.com. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis down in New York, Dick Howard in Toronto, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday for our year-end show of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buona notte and Merry Christmas.
Buon Natale. Merry Christmas,
Buon Natale.
Everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.